This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A harsh Valentine's Day blizzard has hammered the Northeast after dumping more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest. Nearly 300,000 homes and businesses lost power. Schools are closed from Illinois to Maine. Highways are in bad shape, and thousands of airline flights have been canceled. The storm is being blamed for at least 12 deaths. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The National Weather Service posted winter storm watches and warnings from as far west as Iowa and Missouri yesterday, all the way to the eastern seaboard today, as moist air from the Gulf of Mexico met cold Canadian air over the nation's midsection. The storm system produced unusually heavy snows, and wind gusts topping 50 miles an hour blew drifts measuring 9 feet high. In Columbus, Ohio, Jeff Siraki worked up a sweat shoveling his neighbor's sidewalk.
This is what you call heart attack snow. Because it weighs a hell of a lot more, you know.
The ice and winds downed power lines in several states, and the blowing and drifting snow made driving very dangerous.
The roads got pretty nasty.
Sergeant Brett Gockstetter is with the Ohio State Highway Patrol.
We ended up handling the state patrol only. We handled well over 1,200 crashes since 2 a.m. on the 13th till this morning.
Because so many roads were so treacherous, hundreds of thousands of school children got the day off today, and many businesses closed too. John Zendrosky worked to plow the streets in Cleveland.
We're out here grading today, opening up all the throwaways so everybody can try to get to work for tomorrow. It's pretty bad, but we're catching up with it. We'll get her done.
Cleveland's airport was one of a number that shut down for a short time because crews couldn't keep runways clear of blowing snow. And across the country, thousands of flights were being canceled even after the worst of the storm had passed. At Chicago's O'Hare, Amy Milne waited in a long line of passengers trying to rebook her flight to Boston.
Well, we were supposed to leave yesterday. We've been canceled twice so far. And I'm hoping to get home before tomorrow.
Greg Hingler of Dallas says he missed his connecting flight last night, but he says he did cover himself.
I sent the roses, so I did what I was supposed to do. Sorry to be away from her.
Delivery of those flowers is a problem in many parts of the Midwest and Northeast. Beth Tenney owns the Anna Held Flower Shop on Chicago's North Side.
You add extra drivers, you recruit friends, family, husbands, anyone with a four-wheel drive.
Tenney says she and her employees started making deliveries yesterday and very early this morning on this, the busiest day of the year for flower shops. As the storm continues to move east, another blast of bitter cold air is coming into the Midwest and Great Lakes behind it. That may make some folks cancel Valentine's Day plans out on the town, forcing them to snuggle up inside instead. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.